If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. I want to begin reading tonight at verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse 7. The Bible says, "Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." I want to preach out of just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, going where the gold is. Amen? Going where the gold is. I was thinking about this, and I'd been thinking about it, and then we went to the Little Christ for CF last night, and we got to looking through the little wordless book, and one page of that little wordless book, when you open it up, is the gold page. And that gold page represents God in heaven, amen, and everything that's there. Glory be to God. And I got to thinking about that, is as we see it, we praise God, we begin to see the power of God. And we see it as Paul here is talking to Timothy. And he said, we see Christ, we see ourselves in Christ. Amen. We see God speaking here in verse 10, and he says, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we see many, many times the Bible talks about in Christ and in the Lord and in Him, which is in Christ. Amen. And when we realize that, that everything is in Him, and that's all we need. Amen? That He's sufficient in everything. There's nothing lacking in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize that? He's the creator and the sustainer of the whole world. And He's gone. He's been raised back. And he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for you and I. Praise God. I'll tell you, that's where the gold is tonight. Amen. We'll struggle and look in this world, try to have and try to find and try to get more. Praise God. I'll tell you, we can get all that we need right here in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He is all we need. Amen. What we need is in Him. And praise God, we are in Him, so we have all we need. Amen. We're completely circulated and satisfied, praise God, in the Lord. In Him is the fulfillment of our need. His fullness is met, praise God, because of what He did for you and me. And He brings us in, praise God, to a place where He wants us to be with Him. Amen. Amen. You think about it tonight. The Lord's desire and will is that we be with Him where He is. Amen. And He's not satisfied. He's not going to be satisfied till we're there. But I want to say this evening, praise God. If we go to where the gold is, where Jesus prays, we can go at any time. Amen. We don't have to wait. Look, if you will, preacher, one of these days when I die, I'll go be with the Lord, praise God. We need to be with the Lord now. Amen. Because everything, every need is satisfied in Him. And what we need to be is in the Lord. Amen. Right? We need to be in a place, praise God, where He is. The best place that you could be is where Jesus is. Every time that something happened, praise God, when Jesus was present, good things happened. Bad things was pushed away. Amen. It was taken away, praise God. And good things took their place. Amen. You can see this. And you might see it as, you might think of it as a fairy tale, but you can see a man that he's out in the cold. It's a bitter cold night, and he's standing outside of a mansion, and he's looking in, and he's bitter and cold. He's hungry, and he's tired. Amen. Shabbily dressed, and don't have no way to keep warm, but he stands and he looks in, and what he sees inside there is everything that he he'd need to be satisfied. Everything that he needed was right in there to satisfy him inside and out. And as he stands and he looks and he ponders about what it'd be like to be in there, in that place where people are smiling, they're happy, where people are warm and they're fed and they're clothed, he begins to think, but somebody looks around, somebody in the family looks around, Brother Junior, and they see him there standing there, and they see the want and the lack in his eyes, and so they call a servant, a footman, if you will, and they send him to the door. They say, "Hey, listen, I want you to go out there, and I want you to tell him, just go away." And I know what they said. They have compassion. It's a kind house. It's a good house. And so they send a footman. They said, "You go out there to that fella that's standing at the door, and you beg him, come in." Amen. You see the picture? Amen. I got to think about this. This poor boy had me a spell. Praise God. I said, "That fella, he's cold, he's bewildered, he's shabbily dressed, maybe no good shoes on his feet, cold and hungry." Amen. But he looks in and he sees that in the side, praise God, that could satisfy him. But then somebody comes and opens the door. A servant comes and he opens the door and he beckons him to come in. And glory be to God. You know what happens when the servant comes, the footman comes and he opens the door and he beckons you to come in. You know what you're to do? Yes, and mama, daddies, young and old, praise God, when the servant of the house, a footman at the door, opens the door and compels you to come in. Praise God, what we ought to do is just run in. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bitter coldness is shut out. I can see in my mind's eye, Brother Junior, they put him in some warm clothes. Get rid of the... They clean him up. Amen. Take those old rags of clothes off of him. Put on a new outfit. Amen. After he gets cleaned up and they put him on a pair of slippers so he can sit by the fire. Oh yeah, there's a fire in there. Amen. God, it's a warm place. Amen. But he knew that when he was on the outside looking in. He looked in that place, and before he ever realized the warmth of that fire, he could see the warmth that is in that place. I want to say there's a place, praise God, that we can look for and long for, where there's warmth and there's happiness and there's peace and there's joy. Praise God. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. There's a place called heaven. Glory be to God. You miss it, you miss everything. Amen. But praise God, because of the kindness that's in that house. Amen. That man, he's brought in, and his circumstances has changed. Amen. It's amazing what happens when your circumstances change. Amen. Amen. It's amazing what happens when the conditions, amen, of your life change. Amen. I said that to say this. We got so many people in our family, my family, and your family, that continue to go down the same road, in the same circumstances, in the same condition, and wonder why nothing ever gets better. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. They continue to go down the same way. Discouraged and beat down, trodden, cold and tired and hungry. Amen. And they go the same way day after day after day. But God said, "Listen, if we'll just come to where the gold is." Yeah. Amen. Praise God. That's why the Bible says, "Lay up your treasure in heaven." Amen. Praise God. Hey, glory. Hey, listen, that's where it is. That's where all the treasure is, praise God. It's in heaven. Amen. All the good stuff. Have you ever thought about it? In heaven, the Bible says that the streets are purest gold. But Junior, it says, as it were, transparent glass. Amen. They're hollering and screaming on the commercials on TV that you need to buy silver and you need to buy gold. Amen. Why in the world anybody need pavement? Praise God. Amen. Hey, that's all it is pavement. And when you get to heaven, I mean the best thing that we can look for here, praise God, is pavement in heaven. Praise God. The gold that we have, praise the Lord, is laid up in heaven. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless His holy name. But He said, this fellow sees his circumstances change. He sees his condition change. All that he needs is in the house. Amen. Hello. I wonder how many of us are still standing outside looking in. Huh? Wonder how many of our loved ones still standing on the outside are looking in. Hey, they start to look at our lives, our sins, and they see the smile on our face. They see the joy in our heart. They see the attitude that we have, praise God. They see the praise upon our lips. But they're still standing on the outside looking in when everything that they need is in the house. Amen. Just got to get to where it's at. But you think about it. The difference it made, the circumstances and conditions are changed when He is in the house. Amen? All this stuff that we stand back and look at and say, wow, all the things that we see and we look at and we say, wow, well, that's just amazing stuff. This writing in red's the promises of God. Boy, what a blessing. Amen. Man, goodness gracious, wouldn't it be good if we could have some of these? But he says, praise God, in the volume and book, it's written that we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. He said, if we will, we can come in the house. Amen. Back when I was a kid, we had courtesy in our lives. People were more courteous than they are now. Amen. I'll just tell you, if you pulled up my Grandma Massey's, Grandma and Grandpa, I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. They'd invite you in. She'd get up, she'd fix a plate, and she'd set you at the table. Amen. She'd feed you. You wouldn't leave. You say, well, Grandma, I just come to get some stuff going up, you know, early in the morning, going up on the hill, going to go work. And then, oh, no. So you sit down, you've got to eat. Amen. Amen, praise God. You done come in her house, praise God. She ain't going to take care of you. Amen. That's the way it used to be. Now we'll meet people in the driveway and hope they go home so we don't have to feed them. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. We're so busy. Listen, we're so busy anymore, we don't have time to eat ourselves. We have to go buy Mickey D's to eat. We'd starve to death. We don't no more. Mia said, shoo, that place is nasty. Amen. Well, no wonder what they're making. No telling where it comes from. These liberals today say, well, you know, you aren't to kill them poor little cows. Amen. You want a hamburger, why don't you just go to Ingles and get it? Not being serious. We're living today, people's crazy. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that we still have an option. We can choose the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We can come into the house and sup with Him, and He'll sup with us. Praise God, He'll set the table. Amen. Praise God, I like what I'm getting from Him. He's always something good. There's always something that's nourishing, praise God, for your body. Body, soul, and spirit will be fed at the Father's house. Amen. I'm talking about going where the gold is. Where you get the best stuff. I'm about fed up with taking seconds, praise God. Now, children of God never intended to be taking seconds. Amen. We're supposed to have the best there is. Amen. Where do you get it, preacher? You get it from heaven. You get it from Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He's the best there is. There's none like Him, praise God. None at all. So we see here, he's talking about this. He's talking about the Christ in us, the Christ in the Lord, that it's in the Lord and in Him, and we're in Him, and He's in us, and it's all that we need. Amen. But then Paul says in verse 8, he said, but we need to remember something. Notice what he says. He said, we need to remember that Jesus Christ is the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to the gospel. Amen. So what he says, he said, listen, said, if you ain't getting in, if you ain't already come in the house, if you ain't already been partakers with Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he said, what are you waiting for? It's time to get in. So he tells young Timothy, he said, listen, said, you need to remember what I've already told you before. What we've discussed, it's how you got in. Amen. But he said, what he's telling young Timothy, he said, it's time to get in all the way. Amen. Praise God. Get in where the gold is. Where the good stuff is. Where you're getting the things from God. Amen. Amen. This is the only way in. It's through Him. Amen. It's in Him and it is Him. Amen. That's what heaven is. Hey, we get in Him, but heaven is Him. That's how we enter in. That's how we get close. That's how we know, praise God, with confidence that Christ is accepting unto us. He's calling us unto Himself. Amen. All we got to do is be partakers and get in. Amen. How's this thing done? Amen. It's God that allows this to happen. It's God that makes it happen. Amen. He not only gives the gold, but He is the gold. He's all the good stuff that heaven has to offer. Amen. It's just like in this world, Brother Jeff, that we live in. He said that He created all things. Amen. Praise God. That the Lord Jesus, He created all things for His glory. And we get to be partakers in it with Him. Amen. But praise God, He said that, the gold in heaven, the place that we're looking for, praise God, that place in heaven, praise God, is also a place in Christ Jesus. That's where the gold is. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying that's where the riches are. That's where the treasures are in this world. Now we can frolic around and I know how we are. We got 401ks and 9212s and everything else to try to save a little bit for the future. And that's a good thing. We ought to be good stewards of what God gives us. I understand that. But praise God, if we miss out the treasures of God, if we miss out, amen, pursuing to get close to where the gold is, we'll miss the best part, Brother Robert. Amen. We got a whole society around us now flipping and flopping around, running to and fro, just like Daniel said it'd be in the last days. Daniel chapter 12, praise God, trying to have this and have that. And praise God, they're forsaking the very best part. Amen. I wouldn't take a good Holy Ghost to church service. Amen. Put it before anything this world has to offer. Amen. You say, preacher boy, I'd like to have a lot of money. Praise God, it don't matter. Hey, listen, Hollywood's full of money, praise God, and they're killing themselves left and right. Amen. Trying to find happiness in a dollar. I mean, I won't say, praise God, but I find happiness in Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only place we'll find it. Amen. Bless His holy name. We'll find it in the person of Jesus Christ. Now look, as we see this here, and He's remembering, He said, let's remember the person. And He said, of the seed of David. Now He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, talking about His humanity. Amen. Amen. Do you realize Jesus Christ is God? But He came down and was manifest in the flesh and dwelled among men. Amen. What Paul is telling young Timothy here, praise God, he said the gold in heaven, what we're seeing, what we're trying to get close to, he said, is that person, praise God, of the seed of David. He said, it's that man, God, that came down, that was born of a virgin, that lived a holy life, praise God, that died for the sins of the world, rose again, praise God, to ascend up to the portals of glory.
Amen.
Amen. It's that person of Christ Jesus. Humanity, praise God. Why did that have to happen? Amen. Praise God. A man has to die for man's sins. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. A man, did you hear what I said? A man had to die for man's sins.
Amen.
You know why? Because God cannot die. Amen. I'd hate to know I had a God that died. Amen. But because Jesus loved us so much, he was manifest in the flesh. He became a man, Brother Junior, just like me and you, praise God. lived in the flesh. Amen. Praise God. Born in a manger. Lived in the flesh. Worked in a carpenter's shop. Praise God. Amen. Grew up. Amen. To go before the synagogue. Witnessed the things of his heavenly Father. Praise God. Told him he was sent here to be the perpetuation for sin. To die on the cross of Calvary. That he might be raised again. Now I'm talking about going for the gold tonight. Praise God. Going where the gold is. Amen. He said he became a mediator. First Timothy chapter 2 and 5 said he was a mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. Said he was a man, just like us. Flesh and blood and bones, praise God, just like we are. 100% man, but yet 100% God. Amen. Praise God. The person, he says, remember the person of Lord Jesus Christ. He was of the seed of David. Amen. Not only his person, but notice his cross. Amen. The dead. Praise God, he talks about. He was raised from the dead. Amen. That's why I said God can't die. Amen. God can't die. God's always been. God always will be. He don't get old and wither and fade away and die like we do. Amen. God lives forever. But Jesus Christ was manifest in person, in a body, praise God, and it was the cross of Calvary that made a difference. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 5, he said, a body hast thou prepared me. He said, hey, listen. God the Father has prepared me a body so I can step forth and step out and do His will. I want to say tonight, the same God has done the same thing for me and you. He prepared us a body that we can walk in and talk in and live in, praise God, and praise Him in. I'm going to just lift up the name of God and give Him glory tonight. Amen. Prepared him a body. 1 Peter 2 and 24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Amen. So we see the person of Christ, his humanity. We see the cross of Christ, his death, praise God, that he would die for you and me. Amen. So that we might go free. But we have to ask that question. Was his death accepted in the court of heaven? Was his death accepted in the court? Notice I said court. They don't have multiple courts there. There's one court in heaven. Amen. Praise God, you get called to that one, praise God. You'll show up at that one. Now you get called to Buncombe County. Amen. There ain't no telling where you'll have to go. They got courts for this and courts for that. They got courts for things we ain't even thought of yet. Craziest mess I ever seen. But he said, there's one court, praise God. And that court, it was accepted to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why, praise God. I'm talking about going for the gold, going to where the gold is. Amen. It was made possible by a Savior. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because He is pure gold. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we see His resurrection. Bible said He was raised. Now, how was He raised? The Bible says God raised him up. Amen? Praise God. God raised him up. Jesus died for our sin. He laid down his life, praise God. And God Almighty, the Heavenly Father, he raised him up. I got a hold of this the other night. I thought, glory to God. He said he was raised from the dead. Didn't say he got up. Amen. Didn't K come out of it? Said he was raised from the dead. Amen. If he had got up on his own, it wouldn't have been sufficient. Amen. You think about it. If Jesus Christ could have come out of that tomb on his own, he could have, but he didn't. But see, if he would have been in that tomb and he would have come out on his own, then he would have come out. It'd been kind of, let me just give you an example that how it would be. It would have been like Pastor Jeff getting called down to the jailhouse and booked and convicted of a crime and sent to jail for a crime I committed. Okay? But in the way my mind works, I connive and I sneak and I figure and I do all kinds of stuff. I figure out how I can slip out. Amen? So, Brother Bill, in the dark of the night where I've held back one of my spoons and a fork, and I've dug me a little tunnel, a little place around some rocks, and I figure out... You say, you've thought about this too much. And I figured out how to get one of them rocks or two of them rocks out where I can get me a hole in that wall. And in the dark of the night, I sneak out through that hole. I push those rocks back in the hole so that the guards won't know till the next morning that I've done snuck out, praise God. But I get out of that place and I go down the road. I go, whoa, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Am I really free? See, I'm still under the law. Amen. Because I can go down the road and I can steal a little boy's bicycle left laying in a yard and I can get on that thing and I can go down the road just to get as hard as I can go, just as fast away from that place as I can pedal. Amen. But in the morning when they find out Brother Billy, that Pastor Jeff has gone out of his cell, there'll be an all points bulletin put out for me. They'll be looking for me all over the place until they find me and then they'll catch me. Amen. Because I'm still under the law. I'm still under the penalty of my sin. Praise God. And they'll catch me. They'll cut me and stuff me and pray God, haul me back to the jail, put me in a more secure location. Amen. Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ couldn't have come out on his own. Amen. If he had come out on his own, he wouldn't have been free. And he wouldn't have made freedom for you and me. We'd still been under bondage of the law. Amen. Praise God. But what happened? If Pastor Jeff gets locked up, cuffed, stuffed, and stuffed in the jail, and this time after I've tried to evade arrest, tried to escape, tried everything I could, I finally settled down and I become a good prisoner. I become a decent human being. I try to live right and act right and talk right and walk right. And after a while, the warden looks down to where I'm at and he said, you know what? I've been reviewing some of these cases and his penalty. And I believe his penalty is paid in full. I believe his penalty's been satisfied. He calls to the warden. He calls to the bailiff. He said, hey, listen, you go down there to cell block 101 and you get out Mr. Massey, bring him up here, praise God. And when they come down there, hey, glory be to God, the servant, he comes down there, he opens the door, he said, hey, Mr. Massey, hey, I just wanted to tell, I want you to come go with me. Amen. I said, what's going on? He said, I just want you to know that the warden has pardoned you. He set you free. You've done your time, praise God. You've paid the price. Amen. Paul said that Jesus was in a tomb, that he died. Amen. And on that third morning, God the Father told that angel, he said, go down there, roll the stone away. Amen. Glory be to God. Go down there and turn him loose. Let him out. Death was, hey, death had a hold of him, but he's not holding unto death. Amen. Praise God. My son was a perfect, sinless son. Amen. Go down there and open up that cell. Roll that stone away and set him free. Amen. Praise God. So he comes down there. The sentence has been served. Praise God. He goes down there. He laid in that tomb till that stone was rolled away. I know a lot of times we think, well, they didn't have to roll the stone away. Praise God. No, but they did because God Almighty was in the process of showing the world that His Son had died for the sins of the world and that He would raise Him up. Amen. He said, why would God do that? Because he said, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. God's pleased. Listen to me, I'm done. If God is pleased with his son, well pleased with his son, why oughtn't we to be? Amen? Why oughtn't we to be well pleased with the Lord Jesus Christ? He is our mediator of one. Amen. He's our go-between. He's that, praise God, I'm talking about going where the gold is. Amen. He's not only where the gold is. He is the gold. Amen. He is that gold, praise God. He's that prize that we're looking for. Amen. And we see it in the Lord. Amen. The cross was that we see Paul telling us here that the cross was the pavement. The payment. The resurrection was God's receipt. When God says it's been paid in full. Amen. And He turned Him. He brought Him out. He raised Him from the dead. And then we see the final victory in Romans chapter 6 and verse 8. Romans chapter 6 verse 8. It says, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once. But in that He liveth unto God. Praise the Lord. Amen. What are you saying? What's Paul telling the Romans? He says, praise God, He's where the gold is. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is the gold. He's where the gold is. I mean, He is that most precious part. And we can have Him tonight, praise God. He makes Himself available because He's risen from the dead. Amen. He paid the price of sin for every one of us. Right? You realize not your sins, the price of your sin has been paid? Why would we want to continue in something that's already been paid for, to be taken out of the way? Amen. You know what Paul told the Romans? Amen. He died once for your sin. Amen. Wow. You said, what do we need to do? Praise God. We just need to go for the gold. Amen. Don't settle for the bronze or the silver, praise God. Just go for the gold. Go for where the Lord is. Amen. His most precious part. Amen. The hope of glory. Amen.